Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody. This is Stephen Julian. I am normally just your co-host, but today I was allowed to be put into the captain's chair. Mike is here. He's going to be here in just a second because we have a really unique show today. First of all, we've got some great guests in the studio. From Core Consultants, we have Nicole Denham and Bonnie Matthews. And from AMC Theaters, we have Kim White. But before we get to them, I get to introduce you to the man who came from the production booth back in front of the microphone. It's Mike Salmon. Hello there, Mike.
Double duty day.
Yeah. It's a unique day.
We need to congratulate our producer, our executive producer, Trey Odom, and his beautiful wife, Jennifer. They had a baby girl.
Yeah.
On Monday, congratulations. So there's now two children
shout
to
out.
Go with the two adults.
Shout out to the old Odoms. They can still play man-to-man defense. So
yes. Congratulations, Trey and Jennifer, on the birth of your daughter, Ruby. And we welcome her to the world. But in the meantime, we're covering for Trey until he gets back. So we love you, Trey, and we wish you all the best, but can't wait to get back here.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is literally the show must go on. Let's go ahead and introduce our first guest from Core Clinical Operations Renewal. Actually, Core Consultants, and Core stands for Clinical Operations Renewal. It's Nicole Denham and Bonnie Matthews. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Core Consultants, what is that and what do you guys do?
That's a good question. Thanks for having us here again. Core Consultants is something that we started 5 years ago. Actually, we just celebrated our anniversary this week. And we kind of fell into it on accident, which is how all business plans start. So, but we're nurses by background, so we evaluate clinical products and services and processes to try to be able to partner with different healthcare organizations or institutions to be able to offer sustainable plans for them for clinical staff or vendors. So it's kind of a little bit of both of those worlds.
Nice. Now, when a lot of people hear consulting, I think their eyes roll in the back of their head, and they might sigh or yawn or kind of go, that is such a broad term, and I've seen it displayed well and poorly. So when you guys talk about being consultants, what is your consulting style?
That's a good question. So we didn't realize it was like a dirty word until recently. I think people who are consultants are generally looked in as an outsider that comes in, they oversimplify something, they're very, very expensive, they don't engage with the end user, the people who are doing the job, and then they offer non-tangible solutions to something, and then they leave and go on to their next client. Because we are nurses, I think we think of things very differently. We've kind of have been in different shoes on both sides of it, and we stand beside our clients, and even between a vendor, who is another dirty word, and a hospital, and make sure that we are providing them the in-the-weeds kind of consulting. And then we walk through them through the processes to make sure that we evaluate it, and did we do a good enough job, or we don't leave them. So that is what I think is different about us, is that the why behind we're doing
it. And we're a lot of fun.
Yeah, we are a lot of fun.
So. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
That's right.
Of course. How does a hospital or a health system know they need your help? I would think a lot of times they don't realize maybe they could use some consulting services. So how do you get them on board? How do you engage with them?
I think one of the most important things is, again, we've been where most of them are. I've been a nurse for 20 years. Nicole's been a nurse for 15 years. And a lot of times we're called in the middle of the process. So we may have an IT vendor that goes in and starts the sale and maybe doesn't sound as relatable. And then Nicole and I come in and say, this really fancy product that you guys have, here's exactly how we would use it in this particular department, in this particular situation. So it makes it more relatable and more tangible for them. So I think the realization is pretty quick then.
So from your website and what you guys kind of advertise, your services are around strategic planning, clinical operations, training solution services, clinical service and product design, cardiac telemetry, career development, all things I know so much about. But it really, you guys are both nurses. What are some of the main things that you guys have found that you get called into? You know, where's kind of your sweet spot? What are you finding right now that a lot of people are asking you about and needing help with?
I feel like to go back to your last question, Mike, that you had is, how do they know they need us? Everybody needs help in healthcare because things have changed dramatically since we've both been nurses, that their leadership is constantly saying, how can I have a process that's more efficient or a technology to lay on top of that? And I think our sweet spot is because we've been in every different role in a system and on the outside, I think our sweet spot is that we just understand a little bit about everything. And so we know who to ask on a certain thing, and then we just kind of get everybody on track to get to what our customers' mission is.
And then because you guys aren't just the somewhat negative view of a consultant that just stands dispassionately by and says a few judgmental things and walks out, you guys are really wanting to be a part of that process until it gets to completion or a better solution.
Absolutely. We don't feel like we've done our job.
Okay. So training, let me focus on training and education. That's one of the things I read as one of your services. Training and education, another word that when people hear that, there's a lot of different things that maybe come to mind and experiences. I'm assuming you guys probably do that a little different from a lot of people.
We do. That's a very boring term, right? People fall asleep, textbooks, not the most exciting stuff. I think what makes us unique is vendors all have their own training and education. It's standard. It can't be customized for one unit versus another unit, one healthcare system versus another. So what Nicole and I really do that is probably one of the most fun aspects of our job is we take something that is very cookie cutter, and we understand the workflow of that particular department, and we make sure that we give them a product that's sustainable. So nursing turnover is as high as 35%. So if we have a vendor that rounds and gives all this good training and education, a year later, half the staff is gone already. So we produce online training modules, and we take a 50-page training manual and cut it down to, what do I need to know out of here? Give me some quick pictures and quick tips. And we have something that can be used for orientation for new hires. We have something that's sustainable education that again can be customized, and we do all the legwork and deliver it on a silver platter.
We're sitting here, we're talking about the terms like training and consulting and clinical operations, very broad terms. So let's find an example. Maybe you could share a success story with a health system or a hospital that you worked with, and this was the problem and or the concern they had, and this is how you help them. And you can either give the name or not give the name, however mm-hmm. you'd like to do it. I don't know if there's like a
patient consultant confidentiality.
There you go. But can you maybe share a success story where somebody had some pain and you were able to come in and fix it?
I think that probably the best example, we've worked with the state of Georgia. We worked with the county of Gwinnett with all different things. And it's all the same. They have something they need, and we're helping bridge the gap between current and future state. But our very first client and our longest term relationship goes back to our cardiac telemetry software company that we work with out of Jupiter Excel Medical. And they work with health systems across the country. So we just got back from Northwestern yesterday, UCLA a couple weeks ago. And, you know, you hear these big names of all these hospitals, but all of us have the same problems, the same thing. We're all trying to be better with less resources, and the patient population is getting sicker. So we have gotten better because we've failed at each one of these implementation sites. And we have no problem being transparent with our clients like that. And everyone has different new challenges. But I think just having a process and for our company to constantly evaluate, I have seen that company grow so much more, but it's been on the backs of our failures and that has led us to success. So that would be one example.
Mike, that might be the first time on the show where we've talked about, hey, talk about a success, and it starts with a failure, and they acknowledge it. So that's the kind of consultants I think you want to hire to help you through the whole process, realizing that it might start with some failures, but will ultimately lead to success. So Mike asked for an example. I'm going to ask, whether I'm a doctor's office or a large hospital, why should I hire an outside consultant to look at my process?
So I think, again, having someone who is free of those biases, you can get bogged down with so many different perspectives from leadership. Leadership has one set of problems that they think is the most important thing. You may have in the healthcare system, the IT department has something they think is a priority, while we as nurses see something completely different. So when you hire an outside consultant, that's someone that comes in with a completely fresh set of eyes that says, we're going to take everybody's ideas, we're going to take everybody's concerns, and we're going to prioritize them for you. And like Nicole said in the beginning, the biggest thing that we do as consultants is not just say, here are all the negative things, here are all the problems we found in your organization, here are the things we think you guys are doing really well, here are some things that we can do to enhance that, and we're going to stick by you and make sure that we evaluate that at the end. So the difference is, instead of dipping in, dipping out, hey, you guys are really horrible at all this stuff, good luck with that, we come back and say, let's now come back even 6 months later. The other thing we want to do is make sure that if we give you a plan, your staff has adopted that. If they haven't, why not? What's the problem? And we can follow up on that. So we view ourselves as sort of long-term consultants instead of the pop-in, pop-out kind.
We're talking with Bonnie Matthews and Nicole Denham with Clinical Operations Renewal here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And we've talked about you guys being a nurse. So when you're talking to these health systems and these hospitals, they can really relate because you've kind of been in their shoes. I want to emphasize that a little bit more because I know being a nurse, how important that is now in your consulting business. So let's talk a little bit more about that.
One of the biggest things that we've done for the last 5 years, it's such a unique role to be able to shift that perspective. Let's look at things like reimbursement and turnover and all the things leadership cares about. And then let's flip the script and say, hey, but we were the ones that were using this. We were at the bedside. We understand the pain of one more thing, one more new policy and procedure and piece of equipment. I think, you hear people say all the time that nursing is a calling, and it really is. We've got that empathy that a lot of people don't have. So when you have outside people coming in and saying, you know what you guys should do as clinicians is X, Y, and Z, we can say, we already did that. That didn't work. That's not realistic. Let's talk realistic. So I think that's the best perspective.
I like that. So you talked about some of your early clients, cardiac telemetry, and you've talked about working with the state and with the county. I want to make sure our listeners, especially those in the medical field that are listening, you don't just work with giant hospital systems. So what are some of the clients, potential clients that might be listening thinking, oh, they're too big for me? What are those kind of situations? Is it as small as just a, primary care physician's office? What are some of the smaller players or unique players that you guys are looking to talk to?
So that's a good question. I mean, I think that the bottom line is we're there to help anybody that's caring for a patient. So that can be as little as a primary care practice. Our first love, like I said, is cardiac telemetry. I could see that, there's a population called monitor techs that watch the patient's monitor. I think they're often forgotten people. And so the role itself is small. Usually that is encompassed by a big health system. And I think for me, that's on my bucket list, is I want to get in and do a lot more design and support that staff because they support nursing who supports the patient. Bonnie, do you have anything else you want to add to that question?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite jobs is also working with the Gwinnett County Public School with the high school students. So they have healthcare academies that are built into the high school system. So we have the ability to touch the pipeline, if you will, for the folks that will be taking care of patients 5 years, 10 years down the road. So I think designing some of that curriculum and saying, hey, here's the best experience you can get as a 16, 17-year-old in order to find out if this is really what you want to do. And that's pretty cool to start that early.
It sounds like your market is limited only by the scale of your imagination when it comes to
And there's
healthcare.
Only two of us.
Who do you want listening to this interview? Who do you want to hear from? There may be hospitals out there that think they're in great shape. I don't need to talk to the folks like this, or health systems, I should say. I would think you might want to talk to everybody and anybody and just have at least a conversation.
What I want to be able to do, and I know, when we worked with the nursing students, externs, when we worked at Gwinnett Medical for a long time, we said, why did we start? And my word was, I want to be a change agent, Bonnie's servant leader. And I think that can adapt to any size company. So anybody who has a leadership style that is, I can learn more, be better, and grow, it doesn't matter how much money they make, that's who we want to hear this. Because we will come with you, have a conversation with you, and we're going to tell you what we think you said, and then we just start planning from there. So it can be a little thing, it can be a big thing. But it's, I think it's all about that leader who just sees that they want to continue to grow, that connects with both of us.
So core consultants, for those leaders, for those people who are not, don't want to just be stuck in their ways, how do they get a hold of you guys? How do they get in touch with you?
So they can go to coreconsultants with an S.com. That's the easiest way. You can ping us on there and it will go straight to our email. We both have LinkedIn pages, which we can link onto this, I'm sure, as well. So that's the best way, is to just go on there. We have testimonials from clients, and to kind of, you know, sometimes it's a conversation of, do we match? Like, we get really random calls. I'm like, you know, I don't think I can do that. I can try to help facilitate it. So in the very least, I think that's the best way to kind of get a look at what we've done and how to get a hold of us.
We know that Core Consultants, right, is spelled C-O-R, consultants with an S.
Right.
Have you ever talked to anybody that actually typed in Core, C-O-R-E, consultants?
Yes. And yes.
Sometimes you got to be careful what websites go to.
Right. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's true. But Core stands for heart in Latin. So that was kind of one of the reasons why we had that name to begin with. And we were lucky that it wasn't taken on the domain, or we would have been in trouble. We had to come up with a whole other name.
And we drew our logo on a cocktail napkin. So... They saved some
of those little nuggets there for the end of the interview, didn't they?
I like it.
Very cool stuff.
Almost like they want us to ask them back. So
we might have to
do that.
We definitely want to come back.
So Nicole Denham, Bonnie Matthews, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Mike, I tried to steer the ship at the beginning, and I made a mistake. So I need to ask
you did?
To forgive me. Yes, I forgot to tell everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio broadcasts live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and I think you have something to say about
it. It's in
the
intro. People heard that, so you did
okay,
fine.
Thank you.
Okay, I wanted to tell you that Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center. Quality care, close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community health care leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside's system of care, visit eastsidemedical.com. Great folks over there. Their CEO is Trent Lind, and we were talking earlier before the show. These young ladies all know Trent as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good people over there.
So, we're cared for by Eastside, and we are thrilled to welcome into the studio Kim White from AMC Theaters. Kim is the local events consultant with AMC Theaters. Welcome, Kim.
Hey, guys. Welcome. Thank you for having me here. I'm so excited to be here this morning.
We're excited to have anyone from AMC Theaters. So, everybody loves their job. And we talked about, if you're not having fun, you're not, you know, it's not worth it. It's got to be easy to have fun working at a theater.
It can't be more fun than working with a theater, I tell you. I have come from a line of the entertainment business, and I'm so excited to be back in the movie business. It's a really fun company to work for. AMC has been around a very long time, one of the largest and oldest movie companies in the United States. And they have so many theaters around the country, but over 20 here just in the Georgia market, and very concentrated in Atlanta. So we have such an amazing product. We bring you awesome movies, a great staff, and everything you could ever hope for to have an event in a movie theater, which most people don't know. So when you want to have an event outside your business, you can go to a movie theater and do that. And the first thing that I always hear is, I had no idea. So we try to let our Atlanta area market know that if you want to step outside the box, you want to go to a place that's a little bit more fun than your office, and you want to take your clients, or you want to take your employees, or anybody that you can think of, or just your team, and you want to go out and see a movie, you can do that with me.
That is very cool. We're going to set something up here at Business Radio X.
Absolutely.
You probably get the reaction that Steve and I have when you tell people you're from AMC Theaters, because everybody goes, oh, wow, that's cool. My first... You know, when I first met you a month or so ago, my reaction was, oh, that theater in Lawrenceville with the seats that drop back where you can kind of lay down and watch. I love that. You probably get that all the time.
Absolutely. We have several different types of theaters in the Atlanta market. We have our standard AMC, which is nothing near standard. Many of them have our recliner seating. We also have dine-in products. So if you want to go to a dine-in theater here where you can get the best of the best and go enjoy a movie theater and a restaurant setting in the same building, it's unbelievable. We also have our AMC Classics, so kind of your hometown theater. But in all of those theaters, we have an amazing staff that has a great tenure with our company, some over 20 to 25 years in the movie theater business. and they will take amazing care of you.
You intrigued me. You said something about being in the entertainment business, then getting out and getting back in. Mm-hmm. I want to share your background. I'd love to hear your story.
Yeah, of course. I actually, straight out of college, started working for Six Flags Over Georgia. And I was planning and booking events, corporate buyouts, all types of things that you can do in a theme park here in Atlanta. So I'm very familiar with the Atlanta market. And from there, moved into employee recognition. So I have a good feel for what companies are trying to do for their employees as well. So knowing how to plan events, knowing what companies are looking for from large to small businesses has really helped me grow in this industry. I stepped away from that for a little while, and then I came right back into the entertainment industry with AMC, and so proud to be with them.
You know what I love, Mike? Apparently today was consultant show. We booked a couple of consultants, one in the medical field and now one in the entertainment industry. You said that when businesses, their usual first question is, what, really? I can do an event at a theater? My first question was when, because a lot of times theaters start movies right at 12. So I'm assuming when a business rents out a theater, most of the time it's during the day. Is that? Talk to me about when and how that would work.
Yeah, so many options with our theaters. You can actually do a morning meeting before our theaters open. So if you have a company that wants to come out and do a morning meeting, if they want to do an executive summit, if they want to come out and do a training like my friends here with CORE, if they wanted to do a sales pitch. I actually have real estate agents that bring their clients out and treat them to a client appreciation day at the theater. So you can come out and do a meeting in the morning. You can do a meeting with or without a movie. You could actually tap into our projectors and use our large screen to get your message across. If you wanted to do a product launch or any type of event that you want to have a nice comfortable seat where your guests can enjoy themselves in a very unique environment, that's where you go to AMC.
At the AMC in Lawrenceville with the recliner seating, how about just come in for naps? I mean, that's one of the things I was thinking. So you gave a very good description of a very broad range of ways that people are using it. Mm-hmm. Any really, really unique, and I mean, you've been in the entertainment industry for a little while. Any of those entertain you and go, I can't believe that company did that, and that's fantastic the way they use that. I mean, what are some of the more unique ones? I mean, when you said that I could put my presentation using your projector, that's kind of cool. That kind of made me go, ooh, I didn't think about that. So what are some of the other things?
So some of the more unique events, we've had guest speakers or motivational speakers. So they actually rent out a theater and bring in a crowd to come and hear their message. So that's really interesting. We have families do their family reunions in our theaters.
Wow.
I know, very cool, right? And we also have a company here locally that's looking to possibly do auction events inside one of the theaters. So if you can dream it, we can do it for you. I can tell you that. There is no way that we can't find a way to do an event that you'd like to do inside the theater.
And so you did some of the more unique ones. A standard one is, hey, we want to come watch this movie. In fact, I'm a independent financial advisor by day. That's my day job. And I know that's one of the growing things. Some of my worthy competitors have had client events where they go see a movie. So is it when it's seeing a movie and doing a client event, and let's say there's food around it or whatever, is it always have to be a current run movie, or are there ways to potentially tap into some movies from the past? Or, I mean, talk about that. If it's not current run, what's available?
That's a great question. So, yes, absolutely.
Current it is. I got to give you kudos for that one.
Wow, even Mike said it was a great question.
I am impressed. It's a special day. Awesome. Great question. So, yes, absolutely. You can see the current blockbusters. Everybody in the world wanted to go see that big one that just opened this weekend. Hopefully, you guys get out to see it.
You know what? These interviews are timeless, so every 3 months or so, that's going to have a new meaning when people listen to this interview.
Absolutely. So, if you would like to bring back a movie that fits with your message or what you're trying to get across to your employees, or it's just a fun movie that you wanted to see, like Apollo 13, let's throw one out there, we can bring that back into the theater for you. So, it does not have to be a current run movie. It also doesn't have to be a movie that we have. We can actually do your own content. So if you're showing commercials, if you're showing things that are appropriate for your business, we can actually do that as well. So lots of flexibility and options.
All right, let me get in the weeds for just 30 seconds.
Okay.
If it's so Weird Al Yankovic's UHF, right? One of the cult classics from the mid 80s.
Yes.
If I wanted to show that, mm-hmm. Is there extra cost to bring that into the theater, how does that work? I mean, without getting too much in the weeds.
Sure. If it's an AMC, if it's a movie that AMC needs to license from our studios, yeah, then there will be a cost for you, okay, for us to bring that into the studio for you. If it's content that you own the right to, okay, for example, we have some schools that do film festivals where their kids create movies, and they want to come in and show their film festival in our theater. As long as you have the rights to that and can show us, then we can show
it. And that licensing fee for the Weird Al UH. I mean, sure, does that range in price? Is it reasonable? Am I talking about $10,000?
Weird Al will pay you.
Hey, listen, that is a great movie. Okay. So is it really cost prohibitive, or is this reasonable?
No. AMC Theaters prides itself on doing events that are very budget conscious for your group. So for a licensing fee, it tends to vary, but anywhere from $100 to $300, $500. It just depends on the movie, how current, how old it is, and if we can get it.
Okay.
So it's something we would need to quote for you.
You told me that was a great question. That's a great answer. Okay. That's a fantastic answer. You know what you're doing. I am so enthralled right now.
Yeah, Weird Al Yankovic is on line two right now for you, Steven.
That's right.
You may have touched upon this earlier. How big and how small can you go with our groups?
Absolutely. So we have auditoriums as small as 25, and we have auditoriums as large as just a little over 500. And then if you need multiple auditoriums, we can absolutely do that too, up to full theater buyouts. We have those here in Atlanta as well. So from the Fortune 100 companies who are renting the entire theater to the church group that wants to bring out the kids to see an appropriate movie, we can do all of those. And we find the right location and the right size auditorium for that group.
I go to the AMC website all the time to see what's playing, what movie I want to go to. Is there a website that has all this type of information on it?
Absolutely. So our AMC.com website, or AMCtheaters.com website, will absolutely have a lot of information about movies. But the best way to find out everything you need to know about events is to contact me at events@AMCtheaters.com. Again, of course, you can always follow me on LinkedIn. So Kim White on LinkedIn. And then if you do talk about doing an event with us and you pay for a full price corporate event, I'm willing to throw in some extra tickets for you just for mentioning this interview.
Wow. She did her pitch right at the very, she thinks we're at the end of the interview. I still got a couple more questions I wanted to ask her.
Come on.
So AMC, they're competitors. I don't know if you know that, but there are other movie theaters. So
not just other movie theaters as far as corporate events, but Top Golf,
sure,
places like that,
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
We don't want to give them airtime. We want Kim to have some air. So what are some of the differences people are going to find when it comes to working with AMC when it comes to an event?
Well, I got to tell you, having worked and lived in this market for so long, there's so many amazing event venues here, and you just can't go wrong anywhere you go. But what I will say is that with a movie theater, especially an AMC movie theater, we have so many here across the city of Atlanta. They're so easily accessible, and it provides a unique environment that most anyone can enjoy. I mean, who doesn't love the movies? Who doesn't want to come out and experience a theater, whether you're seeing a movie or not? You still get the experience of being in the theater, enjoying that big screen, those comfortable seats, that great popcorn and Coke. I mean, who can go wrong there?
To answer your question, I don't think Amish people like movies very much, but they're not around here, so that we're okay with that.
I think we're safe.
Yeah, and if they do like it, they would go to AMC.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you said that, because there are great options, but if you go to a place like a Top Golf, some people go, I don't know. And I know they try to make it even for the non-golfer, but it's still, there is no one who would go, no, I don't want to sit in a nice recliner and get comfortable and watch something on a giant screen. So I like that. All right. So I asked the one other question. So what that means is you get to give all your information again. So in case they missed it, how do they reach out to you to do an event?
In case they missed it, round two. So I am Kim White. I am AMC Theaters, our local events consultant here in Atlanta, Georgia. I actually do cover the entire Georgia market. So if you happen to have a location outside of Atlanta, I can help you with that as well. Email me at events@AMCtheaters.com, or go to our website, AMCtheaters.com.
So isn't that officially announced, Theaters?
Theaters,
yeah,
yes.
I think so. You were in the entertainment industry, so I was asking. Kim White, AMC Theaters, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you, Kim, our new best friend.
That's right. That's right.
Before we go, Stephen, I want to remind everybody, of course, that we're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio.
Yeah, I forgot to say
Subaru.
That at the beginning.
Subaru. Well, you're okay. You'll be back next week. Maybe.
Okay.
until we at least get Amanda up to speed, then you might be in trouble. And when Trey comes back, you're in trouble too. But
man,
love, it's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience, Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come on in, see the difference. Already a Subaruist, like I am? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett, the Facebook page, for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And it's time for me to get a little servicing on my Subaru, so I'll be there shortly.
Fantastic.
In fact, I'm going to go right now.
There you go. All right. See ya. Mike is going to head out of the studio to take his Subaru down to Subaru of Gwinnett. It is my time to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio, you can find all of our episodes at businessradiox.com. If you look over to the right, you can search all the different studios. We'd love for you to search the Gwinnett Studio. You can also subscribe to our show through iTunes or any of your favorite podcasting platforms. Just search for Gwinnett Business Radio. But the other cool part is on businessradiox.com, when you go to the Gwinnett Studio, you will notice that every single show is archived. There's a unique webpage for every single show where we give background of our guests. We give links to their websites. And so we just are trying to amplify the voice of business through Gwinnett Business Radio. So thanks for being a part of it.
I'm still here, Stephen.
Oh, Mike's he hasn't left yet.
There's a microphone back here where Trey normally sits.
Maybe we should have done the show
I can still talk to you.
Fantastic.
But the guests can't see me.
Well, Mike,
I'm like the person behind the curtain.
One of the things you love to say at the beginning of the show is that it is an award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. And I can say for sure that our guests were award-winning.
Yes.
And you and I, thankfully, just got to go along for the ride. So,
best guest we've ever had.
Amen. So,
until next week.
For our guests, Kim White from AMC Theaters and Nicole Denham and Bonnie Matthews from Core Consultants, and for Amanda and for Trey with his new baby at home, and for Mike, this is Stephen Julian saying we'll catch you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.